I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News at 8:05.
Thundershower activity continuing here in Emporia. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, I'm Chuck Samples. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team with a tenth of an inch of rainfall here over the last hour, and quite possibly more of that just over the last 10 minutes or so. We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms redeveloping possibly later today, partly sunny and 88, down to 63 tonight. KVOE's weathertap.com radar does indicate basically our second round of thunderstorm activity here in Emporia over the last hour to hour and 15 minutes, but it is starting to fall apart again, and it's gradually pushing to the east-northeast at about 20 to 25 miles per hour. Full forecast details coming up here shortly on KVOE and KVOE.com. We've been joined pretty regularly now by Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking over the last 3 weeks or so with periodic concerns when it comes to the water system in Emporia. Good news this morning is that we were able to go from a water warning to a water watch, and also the voluntary conservation measures that come with it. But the way it appears is the city's water system is still under stress, and we are pleased to have Trey Cocking back with us here on our 8:05 newscast this morning.
Trey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chuck and Ron. How are you guys on this rainy morning?
Good. We're doing all right. Last 16 hours or so have been unfortunately very active and kind of triggered by that break in the 1600 block of Prairie from the transmission line, and then all the watches and warnings and kind of bouncing back and forth has been ongoing since then.
Yeah, I'll kind of take you guys through what happened yesterday. So about 2:15 yesterday, we had a break on our main 1926 20-inch line that comes out of the water plant, comes across I-35 down Flint Road, and then heads on down to 12th Avenue. That broke about 2:15 yesterday. Crews got on site. They felt like they had it pretty well isolated. And then about 4:41 yesterday, we had a rapid loss in pressure in the system. And we dropped from about, normally we're up over 60 PSI, and we dropped to 30 PSI pretty quickly. Which obviously that caused the rapid concern. That's when we put out the water warning, was when we had the PSI drop. And we know that several folks in town had greatly reduced pressure at that point when we dropped to 30 PSI. At 7:09 last night, we had restored pressure in the system. We were back over 60 PSI. We felt like we could go ahead and lift the water warning and go to water watch. And then after 9:30 last night.
9:30, yeah.
We had that second break on Prairie, so we went ahead and dropped back into a water warning, trying to just conserve water with that second break. That was resolved about 1 a.m. this morning. And we have water in the water tower at this point. So after a brief conversation this morning, we felt like we could go back into a water watch. We will probably stay in a water watch for a while until we get the system stabilized.
Trey, when you look at this, I guess maybe the question comes up right off the bat is we went to mandatory conservation, you know, for a couple of periods, especially the extended period overnight. Do you have any indications right now that residents and business partners were, you know, on board with the mandatory conservation side of things once those were announced?
You know, obviously we got gain in the tower last night, which is what we wanted. So we're very thankful to everybody who helped us get through that, and that's why we were able to drop back to just a watch for now. You know, we have a very resilient system, and if we can get caught up, if we can get water in the tower, that usually takes us, you know, to the place that, you know, we can get out, 12 million gallons of water a day, and that's where we're at right now. So we're feeling, you know, obviously we're feeling pretty good with where we are with our ability to produce water right now. Get water out of the plant to meet the demands. It's really just when we have these water line breaks where, you know, unfortunately that water doesn't stay in the system, but it ends up on the ground, is where we've had to issue these warnings. I do expect if we have any additional warnings, they're going to be for, you know, fairly short periods of time. You know, I'm going to say short as in, you know, a few hours at a time until we can get the system stabilized and pressure back on. Hopefully, you know, last night we went ahead and activated our incident command system. Mark Detter, our assistant city manager, was named our incident commander. So we went ahead and stood up incident command with this, just so we can start making sure we're deploying resources in the right place. Last evening, we had a meeting with both our city engineer and our contract engineer on this process, looking at some things that we can potentially do. We have another meeting at 10 a.m. this morning to work through that some more. Hopefully trying to, as I keep on saying, our goal is to get the system stabilized. You know, potentially with the water tower, the 12th Avenue water tower, down for repairs inside the bowl. You know, we may, if we get to a place that we have, you know, get to a leak a day or something like that, we feel like we're pretty stabilized at that point, especially if it's not in our transmission lines. If it's service lines, things like that, we're going to feel pretty good with things. So we are hoping that we start to see the system stabilize in the next couple of days. Talking to our plant manager yesterday, you know, one of the big things that happens when you take a water tower offline is basically you're changing the course of our underground river. You know, so our system is an underground river, and water flows in a pretty predictable way through that underground river. All of a sudden, when you've taken out that water tower, we're creating new patterns in that river, and we're stressing different pipes that have not been stressed before. Even though, you know, we're not seeing the pounds per square inch that typically cause pipes to break, it is just we are moving water in a different way, and especially with our extremely dry conditions that we've had, you know, the pipes are not being cushioned by the soil. They're, you know, there's nothing holding them in place. So when that current changes, then all of a sudden, you know, we're seeing the pipes break.
So how much longer are maintenance work going to be happening on the East Emporia Tower?
You know, it is scheduled for, I believe, 56 additional days. We are having conversations with the contractor on ways that we can hurry that process, ways that we can at least get water restored in there sooner than later. You know, and we're having conversations as we go. If we can get things to stabilize this week, I think we'll feel pretty good about the project. If we can't get things to stabilize, then we will, you know, we're going to have some really serious conversations about do we continue that project or do we walk away from that project. With that being said, that project really needs to be done. You know, that as I told Tegan yesterday, that bowl is, you know, it's almost a 40-year-old bowl, and the inside has been exposed to water and elements all that time. So we need to go in there. We need to get it cleaned up so to go in. They'll repair any broken parts in there, and my understanding is we do have some broken parts in there. They will repair broken parts in there. Then they will sandblast it, remove that 40 years of gunk and slime that, you know, builds up over time in a water tower, and then they will come in with a new epoxy coating and put an epoxy coating on that. And, you know, our goal is to extend that water tower's life for basically another 40 years. And we're confident that the project will give us that sort of advantage. So that's why we're trying to do it, is to, you know, we have an asset there. We have a very important asset to our community there, and we're trying to extend the life of that asset.
Well, Trey, really appreciate your time. I know that your schedule is full under normal circumstances, and it's a lot busier now than normal just based off of this situation. Please keep us posted, especially after that meeting coming up here this morning, and we'll continue to get the word out.
Thanks, Trey.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Chuck and Ron.
Thanks, Trey. Trey Conking, city manager, joining us here on KVUE's 805 Newscast today. KVUE News time is 8:22 now. Current temperature is sitting at...